This is Daim Shabazz of the Chess Drum. We're in Arlington, Virginia. It's July 6th. The eighth round is in progress. There's one more round that is going to be played beginning at, I believe, 4:30. I believe it's an hour before the others. And I have with me Dominique Myers from Charlotte, North Carolina. And we're just going to ask him a few questions. How's it going in the tournament so far?
It's going so-so. I decided to play up, so I can't expect too much from my play.
You're playing on what section?
Under 2,400.
Okay. And so how many points do you have after eight rounds?
After eight rounds, I have 4 points, so 50-50.
Okay. That's a pretty... And your rating is right close to master.
Yeah, it should be. It's around 2,200, so hopefully I break it after this tournament.
So we have to officially put you on the drum majors list.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So you're from Charlotte. A lot of chess activity there.
Yeah, Charlotte's actually blown up in the past few years, and it's a really big chess community there now. We just got a new chess center there, so chess is actually really thriving there.
So did you start in the scholastic ranks, or when did you pick up the game?
I picked it up kind of late, but I started around middle school age, so kind of late.
And you were playing primarily in Charlotte or Raleigh-Durham?
Yeah, mostly in Charlotte area. My parents didn't really think chess was all that cool until I got good. Then it's like, okay, yeah, you can travel.
Okay. So you played in the nationals, all the national tournaments?
Yeah, the first national I played in was 2007 when I came in first place in the under 1200 section. And then after that, CMSCA sponsored us to go every year for free. So ever since then, I fell in love with chess.
So when was the last scholastic tournament you played in?
Last scholastic tournament, probably 2010 when I graduated from high school.
Okay.
A long time ago.
So what are you doing now, 4 years later?
I'm in my last year in college at Liberty University.
And that's located where?
In Lynchburg, Virginia.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm trying to get done with that. I've been there 5 years, so trying to get done.
And what are you studying there?
Exercise science, so it's like physical therapy, personal training.
Exercise physiology?
Yeah, exercise physiology. So I'm doing that route. I like it. So it's pretty cool.
Okay. And what are your plans? You going to be a trainer or a physical therapist?
I really don't know. Something along nutrition, maybe, or okay. Either teach chess. It depends which one I love more.
Okay.
Well, or maybe both, hopefully.
Well, hopefully you'll continue. Maybe you can help some of these chess players correct their bad diets. They eat McDonald's all day.
That's true. That's a lot of people said that. So that was actually something I was looking into doing a thesis on. So we'll see.
So what are your plans in chess? Do you have any goals that you're trying to accomplish?
Yeah, my long-term goal, short-term goal, is hopefully getting international master. Like, making national master was kind of a thing I wanted to do for Ronald Simpson because he was a really good friend of mine. So I made that. So now, okay, on to the next. I'm going to try to make IM. And keep on moving from there.
Well, Ron Simpson was part of the Black Bear School of Chess in out of Brooklyn, and it's very interesting to know that he played an instrumental role in your life. Did you ever study with him directly?
Did he
just teach you by beating you?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Like, because of our playing styles being so crazy and aggressive, we have very similar playing styles, so our games are always good. So I always had a little cocky attitude, like, no, I'm not going to get lessons from him. I want to beat you. So he was always a big inspiration to me. And I always wanted to just model him as a person, a parent, and everything.
Well, yeah, you picked a good model. And unfortunately, he left us. It's a big loss. I was talking to Chris Mabee because I played him early in the tournament. And, of course, there's an obituary on the Chess Drum that I did of him. Very big loss. But maybe you're the one that's going to step in as to be the role model of some future players.
I hope so. That would be nice. Big shoes to step in, though. Big shoes to step in, but that would be cool.
Definitely. Now, you know Casa, right?
Yeah.
Casa Corley?
Yeah. I haven't really talked to him personally, but I do know of him because I see him around all the time.
Yeah, he became an IM just recently.
Oh, yeah, so, I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe you all could maybe get together at some time. Do you ever go up to Raleigh-Durham?
I do, but it's one of those weird things. When I go up there, he's back home. And when he's at Duke, I'm at school. So we never get a chance to see each other, which is, it happens, though.
Well, maybe this tournament you all can
pick up.
You know, officially meet or
right.
You know, do some online stuff. You know, that always helps.
That's true. I always looking for our next competitor.
Right, exactly.
So that'd be cool.
Well, that's all the questions I have. I know you're probably going to grab something before the last round, and wish you well in your studies, wish you well in chess and everything else, that whatever your endeavors are.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. That was Dominique Myers, and this is Daeem Shabazz, and we're going to sign off with Chess Strong.